The Chura Kashmir is a Rashi. Vim came like it's still hot Torah. His Abakiva doesn't say it by himself. He says it from Xerah Shava. So Chura Xerah Shava is the Pshat in the Torah. So it's as if the Torah is telling us who was the Makoshis and what's Slavchad. So what are you saying Abakiva is getting a manish for it? So Rashi have like him a Furish. Or Mishani after the Gemara, Xerah Shava like Gomar. Have you the hold? We don't hold from this Xerah Shava. So Rashi, Mishani, have you the Vemeserim, Loi Gomro. We didn't learn this. A person doesn't have a right to make gzera shava by himself. A kal v'chayme is a svara a person can make by himself. A gzera shava has to be a kabbalah. He has to have a kabbalah from your rebbe. And Rabbi Yehuda didn't have this kabbalah, therefore he thought Rabbi Kiva was wrong. So Toyez asked the kashrim, Toyez v'ligman Rabbi Kiva. Why wasn't Rabbi Yehuda now makabal from Rabbi Kiva? Rabbi Kiva said, yes, I learned this gzera shava. And Mr. Rabbi Kiva is not lying, like he didn't say it from himself. Mistami said, I learned it from my Rebbe. So why aren't we mekabel from Rabbi Kiva this Gzeira Shava? So it tells you, I'm Rabbi Natan, Shere lem bekabola minyin Gzeira Shava, shebechol ha-Torah. Rabbi Yehuda had a kabola exactly how many Gzeira Shavas there are in the Torah. V'zu hoisi yisayir ala cheshbon lefikach le-kibla. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he had the exact number already. Now that Rabbi Yehuda has been mechanesh, there's a new Gzeira Shava, that's too many. So maybe Rabbi Yehuda wasn't mekabel from Rabbi Kiva. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Kiva was doing a chet. You're dashing something the Torah doesn't say, that's a chit. Rabbi Kiva himself learned not that he himself learned it was a gzeir shavah, he had a hetter to do it. So Gemara, Elam hechehevi, abzeit shver, what the Pasuk of Fort says that Tzlofcha died in the Midbar, so Machmas, what chet did Tzlofcha died? According to Yudif, it wasn't the Makashis, why did he die? So the Pasuk, nechehevi, mibi apilu. He was from the chet of when the Meraglim came and told Yidden, don't go up to fight. So then Hashem said, they didn't go, so Hashem said, you'll get your oynish in the midbar. Then they said, yes, let's go up to fight. And that was a chet. So he was from the people that went to fight the second time that got killed. So Rashim v'yapilu, v'yapilu lalis. So what's the, so Chura Kontev Yehuda, Maynach Kimino, he got killed because he did a chet. So what's the Yehuda tanning on Rabbi Kiva? It's not nice to be Moitzilaz on Slavchod, because you're saying he was the Makashish. A Kontev Yehuda is also a Russia. He was from the people that went up to fight after the Meraglim. So Rashi, the Apil Lalois, Abishlo Yeshio called Kach Hill Shabbos. The thought it wasn't such a big chet like Hill Shabbos. As according to Rabbi Yehuda, Slavchod wasn't such a big Russia. According to Rabbi Kiva, Slavchod was the first one to be Mechal Shabbos. According to Rabbi Yehuda, no, he wasn't Mechal Shabbos. He did a different chet. It wasn't such a big chet. He went to go up to Eretz Yisrael after the Yidden saw they did a chet by the Meraglim not to go to fight. So the Yidden did shuv when they wanted to go up to fight to go to Eretz Yisrael. That was the chet he shouldn't put. But it wasn't such a chet like Hillel Shabbos. Weiter. The Mar Kiyotze B'Dover. Another type of a drosha, same machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yehuda. Kiyotze B'Dover, Atoimim. Vayichar af Hashem bom. Hashem got angry after Miriam and Aaron spoke to Lashon Hara about Moshe, so Hashem got angry at them. Vayelech, so the Darshan, Malamed sh'af Aaron etzara divri Rabbi Kiva. Even though the Pasuk only says that Miriam became a Metzaraz, Rabbi Kiva Dashin's Aaron also became a Mitzaraf. That's Lashon V'yichar Ash'af Hashem Bom. Hashem got angry at both of them. Say Dashin Rabbi Kiva. That Aaron also became a Mitzaraf at that time. Omol Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira, Akiva, Ben Kachu Dos Nisa Sadin, Nochemol. You're going to get clapped, you're going to get annoyed for how you Dashin in this Pasuk. Imkid V'recha, if you're right that Aaron became a Mitzaraf, is Hatorik is Hisos of Yata Megaloisai. The Torah didn't say, the Torah just said Miriam became a Mitzaraf. So how come you're letting us know that Aaron also became a Mitzaraf? The Torah doesn't want us to know that. V'yim lav elamai you're wrong altogether. That he did not become a Mitzaraf. Ato moitzil ad like a tzaddik. You're saying Lashon Hara on Aaron. You're saying Aaron got an einish of Mitzaraf, and he didn't. Fred Gemara v'yelo aksiv bom. I, Rabbi Kiva, is right. Gefort, it says, v'yich rap Hashem bom. Hashem got angry at them, mashpa both to them, Aaron and Miriam. The Torah says, the hoop and the zifa b'yama. Yehuda says just that Hashem got angry at Aaron, but not so angry as Miriam. Hey, since Miriam was the first one to say, talk Lashon Hara about Moshe, that he was perished from his wife, and he spoke bad about it, so Miriam was the first one, she got Mitzaraf. But Aaron only got Benazir, so Hashem was angry at him, but not so bad that he became a Mitzaraf. Matanya commanded Yoma af Aaron etzar. We have a riot to Rabbi Kiva, that Aaron also became a Mitzaraf. The Pasuk says, Vayifen Aaron el Miriam. Vine Mitzaraf. That Aaron turned to Miriam, and then he realized that Miriam became a Mitzaraf. Tono, what does it mean, Vayifen? Sheponah Mitzaratoi. he turned away from his mitzvah, and he was a mitzvah, and he became Torah, and as soon as he turned away from his own mitzvah, then he saw Miriam also became a mitzvah. So that's a raya to Rabbi Kiva. Trashi shepona mitzvah, kodem v'nesrapa. He first healed himself, and then he saw Miriam was a mitzvah, and he was palo for her. Amur Resh Lakish, ha'choshet b'ksherim leke v'gufay. Somebody that's choshet b'ksherim thinks bad about other people, he'll get an einish back, he'll be leke v'gufay. Something's going to happen to his goof. He'll get a punishment back. What's the raya? By Moshe Rabbeinu. Tevsiv, Moshe Rabbeinu told Hashem, v'hein le'yaminu li. Moshe told Hashem that Klaiso is not going to believe me. He's here, Hashem is telling Moshe, go and take the Eden out of Mitzrayim. And Moshe says, where's the ice? So Hashem gives him an ice. And Moshe says, they're still not going to believe me. The Gala Kami Kutcha Bruch, but Kodesh Baruch himself knew, to Nehemni Yisrael, that the Eden will be mine in Kodesh Baruch with Moshe. Omalai, so Hashem told Moshe, Hein Maminim B'nei Maminim. Klai Yisrael is Maminim, they believe in B'nei Maminim. From they of the others, Mustama. The Yato, but you, Moshe, ain't Sefech Lahamin. You yourself are not going to have a munah in me enough. Hein, what's the right now? Hein, my medium, Klai Yisrael is my munah in Hashem, dechsiv, vayamin ho'am b'ni. The Klai Yisrael had a munah in Hashem. My medium, vehem in b'ashem. And what says b'nei my medium? Vehem in b'ashem, they're my munah in Hashem. That's Klai Yisrael. Of ato, you, Moshe Rabbeinu, ain't sefech lahamin. So come a time when you're not going to have a munah shleima. Shenema, the Pasuk says, yan lo yamantem bi. By the chet that Moshe, instead of talking to the stone to get the water, he hit the stone. He didn't make enough of a kiddush Hashem. The pasuk says, "Yan lehamante bi." He didn't have enough of munah Hashem. Hashem said, "Speak to the stone," and instead Moshe hit the stone. So you see, Moshe, that was chayshid klai Yisrael, that they didn't have a munah. It ended up he himself was a chsaron in the munah. For the gemara b'may deloka, but before we said a chayshid b'ksherim is like it, but gufayt, something happens to you. Where do we see something happen to Moshe Rabbeinu? The Pasuk says, "V'yemer Hashem loy oid." Moshe was asking Hashem for simonim. Bring me a simon that I could show Klal Yisrael that I'm the hashliach of Hashem. So the last simon was, "V'yemer Hashem loy oid habon lo yodcha b'chakecha." Put your hand inside your chakecha, inside your arm, and it'll come out mitzras. So that was the time when Moshe Rabbeinu got a mitzras. What's that? Because Moshe had to get a mitzras. Tell him I was this Indian. Since he was cheshed, b'ksherim, the Eibushet gave him a leika, gave him a mouth, gave him an einish. The kol poner for a few seconds, his hands was a mitzvah. His hands had mitzras on it. Shrashivina yodim mitzras, hainu leika b'gufoy. That's the case where Moshe got leika b'gufoy. Ovya Omar Rova, Hutemer Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina, mida toiva memeheres lova memida pronius. When Hashem wants to do toiva, that comes much faster than Hashem gives pronius, gives an earnest to people. Dilu b'midah pronius, when Hashem gave a pronius, that means when he made Moshe, almost his hand to come at Sarah, ksiv, v'yoytziyu, Moshe took his hand out of his under arms, v'hina yodah mitzaraz kesheli. First, after the hand came out, then it became a mitzaraz. Dilu b'midah toiva, when Hashem did took away the mitzaraz, the midah toiva ksiv, when the hand was still mecheika, still under the arms, inside, right then it became clean from the mitzras. See, even though when the pronius first came, it didn't come till it took his hand out. Then it first got mitzras. But the midah taiva was when he put his hand back in, as soon as it went in, it became healed. Right upon Maravayivla Mata Aaron es Mataisam, by the When Aaron threw down his matah and it came into a nochash, so it says the other chatum of Mitzrayim did the same thing, and it says though that Aaron's matah swallowed up their matahs. Omer Rebbe Lozer, neis b'teich neis. It was a neich b'teich neis. Two nisim happened. So Drashi, what's the neis b'teich neis? Le'yache shechoza v'nas matah. His first Aaron threw down his stick and it came into a nochash. Now the machshefim also did the same thing. They also made their sticks come into nochash. So one nes would have been if Aaron's nochesh swallowed up their nochesh. But the nes was first Aaron's stick turned back to a matah. And when it came into the matah of being a stick, then it swallowed up their stick. That's a double nes. So Drashi Liyache Shechoza V'nasa Matah Bolon. For like Yeshu Tonin, not when it was a snake. Like Siva Yivla Tana Naro. It doesn't say the Aaron snake swallowed, but it says Vayivla Matah Aaron. That's called the nes, but Patech Nes.
The right. One was sticks or the other was snakes?
also with sticks. Theirs also turned back the sticks, and that was a nest, but Terech Nes, that his sticks swallowed up their sticks. That's a big nest.
The
Mishnah says, if Yezorik from Rishus HaYachid, again, the Mishnah, let's see the Mishnah again, Hazorik Mishus HaYachid Rishus Rabin. If you throw from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus Rabin, or else from Rishus Rabin to Rishus HaYachid, it's Chayim. That's Poshit. Now, Rishus HaYachid, the Rishus HaYachid, you threw from one Rishus HaYachid to another Rishus HaYachid. You threw like across the street. Rishus Rabin B'Yemsa. Mamish, you throw across the street. You have one house on this side of the street, and you throw straight across the street through the Rishus Rabin to your house on the other side. It's a Machlekes Yivichayim. Rabbi Kiva Machayim. Rabbi Kiva says you are Chayim, even though it didn't land, it didn't rest Rishus Rabin, still you Chayim. Because Rabbi Kiva holds Kluta Kemishuncha. That it goes through the Rishus Rabin, it's considered as if it landed there. That's why you Chayim. The Chama Paitrim, the Chama Sayin Al Yipotter. You were standing in your house, in Rishus HaYochid, and you threw a ball across the street that landed in the other person's house, you potter. Because the Akira was in the Rishus HaYochid, and it landed in another Rishus HaYochid. So you potter. I went through the Rishus HaRabim, so what? It didn't land there, you potter. Zot the Gemara. Boyi Rabba. Rabba clears the Shiloh, where is the Machlekes Klo de Chachomim in Rabbi Kiva? Lamatam Yasar Pligi is the Machlekes when you threw your ball from one side of the Rishus HaRabim, from one side in your house, across the street to the other Rishus HaYochid, that it went through the Rishus HaRabim, lematim yasara. I mean, you threw a low pitch. So Islam is going through the Rishus HaRabim. The svar is that kluta. Kluta means that is going through the avir Rishus HaRabim. It's considered kemosh shuncha. It's as if it landed Rishus HaRabim. Simeli Yechayiv. You threw the ball from your house to Rishus HaYochid. You threw it low through the Rishus HaRabim, through within 10 amas off the ground. So when it goes through the avir Rishus HaRabim, that's a svara. Huncha blinds kemosh. Kluta is kemosh shuncha. As if it landed on the ground. We hold that the Rabbanan. We don't say this new svara kluta kemishon kadami kemoshon kadami. The water did not land in Rishus HaRabim. It just went through the avir, landing in the other side of another Rishus HaYochid. So you potter. You made an akira for one Rishus HaYochid and anoch in another Rishus HaYochid. You potter, even though it went through the Rishus HaRabim. So what? You potter. As a tomorrow, Avol Lamala Miyasara. But Lu Yisu, you throw the ball through the Rishus HaRabim. Lamala Miyasara, 10 Tfachim off the ground. Then Divrei Hakapota. According to everybody, Potter. Because it doesn't pass to say Kluta, Kamishun Kadami. Even according to Rabbi Kiva, when you throw the ball in the air that's more than you Tfachim off the ground, that's not called Avol Rishus HaRabim. That's called Avol Makom Tur. Or Rishus HaRabim says only goes up you Tfachim. The air above that is called a Makom Tur. So the ball went through the air into the Makom Tur Yepoter. And the Chiddush is, for Lo Yafin and Zorik B'Moshin. We don't learn out Zorik from Moshin. Even though in the Mishnah we had the Chiddush, that by the Melechet HaMishkan there was a Hoshoto, a handing, from one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid, Lamala Miyut. The two wagons, one wagon carrying the Kroshim was here, and it had a wagon in front of it. And the Aleviim used to carry the Kroshim, hand it, from this wagon to the next wagon. They used to hand it across. So even though they were handing the Kerish more than you took them off the ground, there's such a Malach HaShota. So at this chat, even according to Rabbi Kiva, we don't learn out Zerik from HaShota. Even though HaShota via hand, Lamala Meyud, Yechayiv, but when you throw something Lamala Meyud, that's not considered anything. Throwing it doesn't have that Chiddush, so since you're throwing it Lamala Meyud, it's in a Makom Tur, you can't say Kemishun Kadami. That's Rabbi Shal. Is this the pshat? So Rashi, Tap Rashi, V'lo yafin ezerk b'moshin, shoye ba'avoy des halavim, l'malo miyasara, v'rishus ha'yochel, v'rishus ha'yochel, v'rishus ha'rabim b'yemsa. That's the case of the Mishkam. They used the hands from one wagon to another wagon. V'seifa diktoni yazorik potter, v'yal moshit chayim divri hakol hi. According to this pshat, everybody holds that when you throw something l'malo miyud, you potter v'rishus ha'rabim. You only chayim by hoshota. And we don't learn out Zerik from hoshota. That's one shot. The Rabbi has the suffix. Oiduma, maybe no. Leman lami asara pliga. I tell you, the machlekes here, b'kivon the rabbanon is dafka, where you threw the ball from your house across the street. Leman lami yud. That's where the machlekes is, to the other house across the street. Huvah pligi. The masa v'yafin and zark v'moshin. That's Rabbi Kiva's svara. Even though you're throwing the ball now above Yutfachim, so what? We learn out Zarek Mimashit. Just like there was a handing in the Mishkan, Lamala Miyud, who had then if you throw something, Lamala Miyud, you're also Chayim. Umas Savad Rabbanin say no, Lo Yafin is Zarek Mimashit. Since you're throwing the ball, Yutfachim off the ground, that's why you putter. Avol, but according to this Pshat, Lamata Miyud. If you were to throw the ball across the Rishus Rabin, Lamata Miyud was in 10 Tfachim of the ground. So it's considered the ball went through the Avir Rishus Rabin. According to this Pshat is Divri Hakol Chayiv. According to everybody, will be Chayiv. Why? Because everybody holds this Svara, Kaluta, Kemoshahuncha. Zayed Rabbanan Zayed Rabbi Kiva. When it goes through the Avir Rishus Rabin, this ball is considered like it landed and rested there. So you're Chayiv. The only machlokes is we are throwing the ball lamala miyud. Now the Kiva says even though it's lamala miyud, we learn out zarek from Moshe. You could be chayiv. Kabbalin say no. When you throw it lamala miyud, that's not called rishus rabin. You potter. But when you throw it lamata miyud through the yava, you are chayiv. That was
what? Moshe is a chayiv in every case. Only if it's a one
deal. Yeah.
How you learn out zarek for all cases?
In Chura, this is in all cases. You're right. Because here we're throwing it across the rishus rabin. You're right. Yeah, we just learned not enough to say because a different svarim. Because klutuk shmi shuncha says as if it's resting there. See, that's not much like resting in the rishus rabban. The svar is the malam you could yav rishus rabban not. But just like by Moshe, you see it has a shame rishus rabim. Zarek also has a shame rishus rabim. So you're right. You also come on. It doesn't make a dafmina where you throw it because here the svar is once it's in the rishus rabim, it's considered hutchadami. So hutchadami you would be chayiv. It's a shreya svara.
Why is it only one hanafah? Let it be an atirna hanafah.
We'll soon talk about it. Maybe it is. Could be it is. We'll soon see. Remember my timer. Kluta kumushar kudamim. Omer Rabbi Yosef. So this was Rabbi Sofik. What's Pshan la machloika shabbi kiv ed rabbonin? Omer Rabbi Yosef. Ho milso I boile la Rabbi Chizda. Rabbi Chizda also had this shayla. U poshtu nahalei Rabbi Hamnuna. Meho. Rabbi Hamnuna gave him a pshitis, told him, Kloa, what's Pshan from this riot? It says, "Mirushus Yochid, Rishus Yochid." V'yoyver Rishus Rabim. If you throw a ball from one Rishus Yochid across the street to another Rishus Yochid, and it goes through the Rishus Rabim Atzmo, this mashma. What's the lashon Rishus Rab Atzmo? That's mashma Tlamata Miyud. It's going through the Rishus Rabim itself. Is Rabbi Kiva Mechayiv? Rabbi Kiva says Yechayiv. Why? Because Klutus Kimishuncha. The Chaman Poitrim. And the Chum say Yepoter, even though the ball went through the Rishus Rabin, Lamata Meyud, still Yepoter, because we don't say this for Klutuk Mishuncha. So the Marmidi come of Rishus Rabin Matzmo, since it says here in this Braisa, the ball went through the Rishus Rabin itself, is Pshita Lamata Meyasar Pligi. It's Mashmaklo, it's talking about where the ball went through less than Yutzvachim. And Mela the Machlekes is, you say the Svara of Klutuk Mishuncha. The Rabbanim say, what do I care if it went through the Yav Rishus Rabin, but it didn't rest there? That's why you put it. For the Gemara Vayta, Uvimai, what's the Raya? Ilema, Uvimai, what are we talking about? Ilema, Bimavir, Lamata, Miyasara, Huda, Mechayiv. Lamala, Miyud, Lo, Mechayiv. If you want to say, that what only carrying out Lamata, Miyud, that's where you chayiv according to Rabbi Kiva. But Lamala, Miyud, you put it according to Rabbi Kiva. I've Omer, Rabbi Lezer said, Ha Moitzi, Masoi, Lamala, Miyasara, Chayiv. If somebody carries, No, over mine. This is a new kashna. Over mine, what is this last Bryce talking about? This Bryce that says in Lushin, Mishus Yochid, Mishus Yochid, V'Oiver, Mishus Rav Matzma. He went through the Mishus Rav itself. So the Bryce doesn't say, Klo, he threw it. Maybe it's talking about where he's carrying it through. That's the kashna. Over mine, what is this Bryce talking about, this Lushin, V'Oiver, he went through the Mishus Rav? Ilayme, B'mavir, who's talking about where he's carrying it? That means he picked up the ball in his house, and he's mamish walking through the Mishus Rav. And then he puts it down in the next Rishus HaYochid. For the Gemara, Lamatam Yasaru Hudu Mechayiv. Laman Lamiyud Loi Mechayiv. You want to say if you do it Laman Lamiyud, you put in such a case. V'yomer Reb Lezer, HaMoitzi Masoi Laman Lam Yasaru Mechayiv. If somebody carries out something when he's walking, even though he's holding it in his hand, and his hand is Laman Lamiyud, still he's Chayiv. Shekein Masa B'nei Kos. That was the Masa B'nei Kos. They used to carry things on their shoulders. And when they're carrying it on the shoulders, there was Lamala Miyud Tzvachim. So you see, if you're walking with the Chayfas, even though it's Lamala Miyud, still you're Chayiv. It's still considered Kishus HaRabim Dami. So according to Rabbi Kiva, you should still be Chayiv. Since when you're walking with it, it's considered like it's in the Rishus Rabbim. So Vadi, you should say Klut Chimi Shun Chodami. How come this Brisa says only Lamata Miyud Yichayiv, not Lamala Miyud? So it can't be talking about where you're walking, holding the Chayfetz. El Alav Bezerik. Avad, the Brisa is talking about where you're standing still in your house. And you're taking this ball and you're throwing it across to the other house, across to Rishus Rabbim. And then the Brisa says, Olamata Miyasaru Hudim Echayiv. When does the Mekiva say Yichayiv on if you throw the ball through the Rishus Rab Matzmo, Lamata Miyasaru? Or Lamala Miyasaru, if you throw the ball higher than you talk him, Loy Mechayiv, you're not Chayiv. Because Lamala Miyud is not called Rishus Rab Dami, it's Shemamino. The Kluta Kamashuncha Plegi Shemamino. That's a good Raya. That the Peshat now Machlekes in the Mishnah is where Mekiva is Mechayiv only when you threw the ball through the Rishus Rab itself, Lamata Miyud. Where you throw something, Lamala Miyud, even according to Mekiva Yapater. Because we don't learn out Zerik from Moshe, and we say Lamala Miyud is not called Rishus Rabbim, so the ball didn't go through the Rishus Rabbim. That's Pshat in Rebbe Nunna and Rabbi. So tomorrow, Pligi the Rebbe Lezer. But Gefata Dingetzich on Rebbe Lezer. The Yomer Rebbe Lezer, Mechayev Hoy Rebbe Kiva, Afilo Lamala Miyud. His Rebbe Amnun is Dinga Zechon on Rebbe Lezer. So Rebbe Lezer said, Klo, that he according to Rebbe Kiva, Yechayiv, even though it went Lamala Miyud. I, Bahai, did Tony Rishus Rav Matzmo. How come the Brisa says that the ball went through the Rishus Rav itself, which is Mashmon Lamata Miyud? And Rebbe Lezer says, according to Rebbe Kiva, Yechayiv, even if you throw it Lamala Miyud, that there it is, Lodiyacho, Koychod Rabbonin. It wants to tell the Chidush of the Rabbonin that even though it went Lamata Miyud, still according to Rabbonin Yepoter. So that's the Chiddush. And according to Rabbon and Yepoter, even though it's Lamato and Meyud, and we don't say Klutu Kimishuncha. Benachnam, according to Rabbi Kiva, though, you say Klutu Kimishuncha, even Lamal and Meyud. Because Lamal and Meyud, you learn out Zurich from Moshe, it's considered it went through the Rishus Rabbin. So tomorrow, Pligi, the Rabbi Chilki Abatuvia. There are also Dingazach on Rabbi Chilki Abatuvia. Trashi Yod, Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer, not only is he Dingazach on Rabbi Amnuna, he's also Dingazach on Rabbi Chilki. Why the Yom Rav Chilki Abatuvi? Toich Shloisha, if you threw the ball through the Rishus Rabbin, and it was so close to the ground, it was Toich Shloisha. It was in three Tvokim from the ground. It is Divrei Hakol Chayiv. Everybody holds Yechayiv. Even the Rabbonim. Because Toich Yimu, we say Kalovet Domi, it's considered Munach on the Karka. Lamala Miyasara, if it's 10 Tvokim off the ground, Divrei Hakol Potter. Mashma Klov, you throw it more than 10 tefachim off the ground, even according to Rabbi Kiva Yepoter. This is vital, not like Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer says Rabbi Kiva is mechayev afilu lamala meyud. And here it says, Klor, no, you only chayev lamata meyud, not lamala meyud. Megimel v'yad yud, what about if you throw the ball now through the Rishus Rabbin, between gimel tefachim off the ground and you tefachim off the ground? What's the locha? As you threw the ball from your house, Rishus Yachid, across the street to another Rishus Yachid. And it's going through the Avi Rishus Rabbim from 3 Tvachim to 10 Tvachim. It's Dr. Bryce, Dr. Chilkiyom, Bono, the Machlokes of Kiva, Rabbonin. This is the Machlokes of Kiva, the Rabbonin. That according to Rabbi Kiva, Klutu, Kimishun, Chutz, if it landed. According to Rabbonin, it calls the mind, it's moving, it did not rest Rishus Rabbim, you put it. Rabbi had a sot, like Rabbi Nuni, you mean. Yeah? Trashi Teich, Shloisha, Divri, Akachayim. Rashi v'yafagav de loynach moide de kumunach domi. Tremendous chiddush. I say out this brisa that even though the ball is traveling through the Rishus Rabbim, but if it gets so low that it's within gimel tefachim off the ground, it's considered kumunach domi. So the Maratanya nami hochi v'toich gimel. The ball got so low within gimel tefachim off the ground, divrei yakol chayiv. You say it's kalovet domi and it's called attached, so it's called munach yichayiv. Lamala miyud anywhere l'mishum shvus. If you throw out Lamala Miyud according to everybody, you put them in the Raisam, it's only an Issim of the Rabbonim. Trashi Potter, Tlayafina Zerk Rimoshit. We don't learn out Zerk from Moshit, therefore if it's Lamala Miyud, it's not the city Rishus Rabbin Dami, but the Raisi Potter. Vimho, you Rishui Shaloi, but Lo Yitzri, these two houses belong to you. And if you owned one house on this side of the street, and you owned the other house across the street, across Rishus Rabbin, is Mutter. You should know, you're allowed to mamish throw from your house on this side to your house on the other side. Mashenkein migimol, that's if you're throwing it lamal miyud, it's mutter metchila. Migimol v'yadasor, if you throw it through the Rishus Rabbim, from gimel tzvachim to ten tzvachim, it's going through the Rishus Rabbim, Rebbe Kiva mechayit, he owes klutu kimishun chodami, v'chacham apaitrim, The Chum say vayti potter, malocha vayti chomim, that we do not say klutu kemishuncha. So even though the ball is going through the Rishus Rabin, but as long as it's at least 3 tefachim off the ground, you potter midiraisa. So the morning, omamah, imhoye rishuyi shaloi mutter. Now if you want to throw this ball from your house on this side of the street, you want to throw it to you own another house on the other side of the street, you're throwing it over the Rishus Rabin. If you own both these Rishus, it's mutter. But that's lucky, you're allowed to carry from your house, like the Moshe, if you have an Erev in your house. It's considered all your house, you're allowed to carry from one apartment to another apartment if you have an Erev. Just if the other house doesn't belong to you, so Midirabon is also to carry from one Rishus Yochid to another Rishus Yochid without an Erev. You can't carry from your house to your neighbor's house if you don't have an Erev. See, if the two houses belong to you, then it's mutter. So the moral of Chura Lema, you have a truth to the Rav. This should be a theory to Rav. The Yitma, we learned the Gemara in Ervin, Shnei Batim, Mishnei Tzidu, Rishus Rabim. You own two houses on two sides of the street. Two sides of Rishus Rabim, you own two houses. Is Rabba Bar Rafuna Omar Rav? They say over the name of Rav. Also, Lizrak Mizel Lizir. Even though you own both houses, you're not allowed to throw from this house to the other house. But the Rabbon, it's also. So it's not like Al-Brais just got finished saying if one person owns both houses, it's mutter. So according to Shmuel, is good. So the Gemara, v'lav miyokimna lehi, it's the gonna shver, even according to Rav, it's not shver. I had to stand Bryce we have here. You're allowed to throw across the street if you own the two houses. So how come Rav said it's osir? It's a chilek. V'lav miyokimna lehi, didn't we zet sign the Gemara and everything like this? We're going to midli chad umitisoi chad. If the two houses, one is a taller house and one is a lower house. So when you have to throw it across, it's not so zich as you land inside the guy's house. Maybe you land outside the house. A land in Rishus Rabin. That's why it's chayiv. The zimni nofel, maybe you'll fall, the yosle asuyin, you come to carry with the daldam of Rishus Rabin. That's why it's chayiv. Hey, if both houses are the exact same height, then it's very easy to throw it across the street to land inside the house. That's mutter. But when one house is higher, one house is lower, we're afraid you won't reach the house. And it'll fall, and you'll come to pick it up and carry the Aldams. So Drashi, the madli chad umitosoi chad. The mitoch kach, since one is big and one is small, sarach la'amin yodai. You have to be perfect when you throw the ball across. Migvoy lo nomach, from high to low. I mean, nomach lo from low to high. His tarib bo. Vidilma lai zarek al gag. Maybe you won't reach the next roof. Vinoif lo shus rabin, or fall to shus rabin. Vyosli asuye. And we're afraid you'll come to pick it up. Now, Frek Rashi, Lochi Nokat Vosla Suye. Why do we have to set sign? Maybe you'll miss the roof, and a false Rishus Rabin, and you come to walk with the Daladamas. Why don't you say, Poshit, if you miss the roof, so you're throwing the ball from your house across the street, and it's landing Rishus Rabin. So that's why you're chayiv. You threw a ball from Rishus Yochat to Rishus Rabin. That's why you're chayiv. Why does the Moor have to say, we're afraid you'll miss the next roof, and a land Rishus Rabin, and we'll guys, you'll come to pick it up and walk Daladamas? What's wrong? Stam saying you missed the roof, so it's landing with Shusharab. You made his rikum. Said Rashi, "Di lo mishum nefilus Shusharabim." Stam for the fact that the ball landed for Shusharabim. Leki chiyu bichatis. You won't be chayim midiraisa. The misasiku eitzaloit so. Le niskaven nizik with Shusharabim. His kavon here was to throw it across the street to that house. So he didn't have kavon. He wasn't icing and doing a malachas itzor. He was icing and doing a malachas heter. So if the ball didn't reach the house and fell on the floor, he'd be potter for that zrikum. But there's a gzera. If it lands with Rishus Rabin, we're afraid he'll care about the ball, he'll go to pick it up. So that's why if one house is bigger, one house is lower, we asa. But if they're both the exact same height, then we'll make them. So ma'omale Rav Chizda l'Rav Hamnuna. V'yam v'lo Rav Hamnuna Rav Chizda. Minoho milsa, how do we know this yisoid? The Amar Rabbonin called Pochos Megimel Kolavid Domi. How do we know this Yisoid? Anything that's within 3 Tfachim off the ground is called Kolavid. That the din is if it's attached to the ground. For Kama Loch is it in Shasas like that. Here we just said Megayata Hanocha. If you throw a ball through the Rishus Rabin and it's within Gimel Tfachim of the ground, it's considered attached to the ground as if it has Hanocha. By Mechitza we have like that. If you have a Mechitza for Sukkah, that if it's off the ground, more than 3 tefachim, it's not called a mechitza. If it's within 3 tefachim off the ground, it's considered attached to the ground, and you have a mechitza. Anything that's within gimel tefachim, within 12 inches off the ground, is considered attached. How do we know this yisoid? Omalei, so the person wants to ask the Pashto Svara. Ritni. Not sure to take a tweezer and pick out all the bumps in Rishus Rabin. It's not sure to have a straight plane of a Rishus Rabin. There has to be some bumps higher, some bumps lower. That's the svar within Gimel Tfachim. There's a bump higher, a bump lower. That sounds considered part of Rishus Rabin. You can't have a plane Rishus Rabin. Strashi, Amalei Svarhi. You can't smooth out the Rishus Rabin from its hills, from its bumps. Hilo nukutu v'mlakas, if you want to take a tweezers, we hit it to pull out all the hair. V'la v'hein b'shnei gavni kelim, shalei tzobaz l'tweezers. Alright. Mr. Svarit, you don't have it. For the Gemara, I hochi or bezoi, gimu nami, if that's the Svarit, even gimu tzvachim shos to be mutter. Like most bumps go more than 12 inches off the ground. Like even within 12 inches, there should be a Svarit kolov adami. V'su, hod itznan, that we learn hilchasukam, ha'mishal shul defanis. If you're weaving and making a mechitza, shrashi mishal so maschul la'arig deifni asukah. You want to make a sukkah and you start weaving the walls. You want to make like a cloth for the mechitza. The erit kalafi mala. You're going like a cross or mishal shlobo kapimati. You're starting out on top and you're weaving downwards to make the curtain come down to the ground. Hamishal shudafan is you're weaving your curtains downward lamala lamata from above. To down, imhein gavoyim minorat shloisha tvachim sula. If they're off the ground, three tvachim, it's possible it's not called a mechitza. Since on the bottom, till the beginning of the mechitza, three tvachim, it's called a hefsek, there's no good at mechitza's bosom. In pachas megimel, if the mechitzas come down within gimel tvachim off the ground, then shera. Fred gemosim, hosim hainot, so what's the svara there? We had nothing to do with Rishus Rabin. So why do we say there that the mechitzas within Gimel Tzvachim is considered attached to the ground? And the Gemara will tell you another svara there. Hosam ayna taimu mishum dehevele mechitza shagdiyim boikimbo. It's a new svara. What's the whole yisayid of a mechitza? If you have a mechitza wall, the pshat is a separation. It's saying outside the Rishus Rabim, inside the Rishus Yochid. You can't go through the mechitza. That's the side of a mechitza. Now, if a mechitza is three tvachim off the ground, gedim, the small kids, the small animals, could creep through it. So that's not called a mechitza, that's a svara. Mashenkin, if it's within Gimel Tvachim, so small nobody creeps through the mechitza. That's why it's called a good mechitza. That's how you write that's also a svara. When mechitza devot is a separation that you don't pass through, so if it's more than three tvachim off the ground, you could go underneath the mechitza. If it's within three tvachim off the ground, it's a svara, you can't go through. That's also a svara. So the Martenach Lamata. That's a good svara. You want to know Lamata. On the bottom, near the ground, if it's more than Gimel Tfachim off the ground, it's not considered attached. Over the Mala Mayik Lamema. What do you say about top? The Moshe, you have this Chach, and you want to make the Mechitza coming up. So if you start the Mechitza on the ground, Mamish, the Mechitza comes up 7 Tfachim, and the Chach is 10 Tfachim off, we say since there's less than Gimel Tfachim between the Mechitza and the Chach, it's love, it's attached. We say the mechitza goes up and it's a kosher sukkah. What's the svar over there? How comes there only gimel tefachim do we say the mechitza goes up and gets attached? But if it's more than gimel tefachim away from the roof, we don't say love it. There is not a svar of gedim. Nobody goes through on top. So how come punk gimel tefachim is a svar? So the Gemara Ella called pachas mishloisha kolavidami hilchasagim irulah. In a chnami, there's no svar for this. It's again another halacha l'moshim sinai. Anything within gimel tefachim is considered attached. It's considered like one. If it's gimel or more away, it's not considered attached. It's halacha l'moshim sinai. So hilchas mechitzis you say like this, and hilchas here when the ball goes through the rishus rabim is considered munach on the ground. Tana rabbonim. A little bit different case. You're standing in the Rishus Rabim from one street, and you throw it through a guy's house, like Mamashiach. You go outside in Beverly here, you take a ball through the shul, and ends on the other side and goes through the Rishus Rabim. So you threw from one Rishus Rabim to another Rishus Rabim, Rishus Yachad B'Yemser. What's the locha? Rabbi Mechayev, Rabbi says Yechayev, is considered like the ball landed inside the shul in the Rishus Yachad and Yechayev. The Chalom Patrim, we passed the Chalom. There was no Hanukkah. The ball went from Rishus Rabim to Rishus Rabim, Yepoter, and it didn't go Dal Damis. when you throw something in Rishus HaRabim, Yoni Chayiv, if it goes, Dal Damas in Rishus HaRabim. Here it never traveled, Dal Damas in Rishus HaRabim. Right outside the shul's Rishus HaRabim, you picked it up, you threw it through the shul, and landed outside the next Rishus HaRabim. It made a Kiru Rishus HaRabim, and a Nachim Rishus HaRabim. And it didn't go Dal Damas, therefore you put it. That's a Chum Svarah. You have Yevi holds Yechayiv, why? Because the old Chura B'Kiva Svarah, Kluta Kimi Shuncha. It's as if it landed inside the house. So the more Rav Shmuel the Amatavayu, Loichayev Rebbe El Rishus Yochid Mekora. I says no. Rebbe doesn't hold Mamash like a Bekiva Svara. He holds a new Svara. If the house has a roof on it, so we say the whole body is fitted. Command the Malia dummy. It's like full to the roof. So the ball goes through the house. It's as if it landed in the house. Because the house a Rishus Yochid, if it's Mekora, the Armina we say basic command the Malia dummy. We consider the whole house as if it's Mamash attached to the top. Everything inside the house like fills up, so the ball goes through the house. It's called Kamanda Mal Yadami. Avul Shein the Makura, but look, you see the house does not have a roof on top of it. Loi, Rabbi never said it. Aloch, you wouldn't be chayiv. Whereas Rabbi does not hold the Bekiva Svara Poshid Kluta Kimishuncha. It's a new Svara that goes through a house, like Rashi says. The bottom Rashi Kamanda Mal Yom Mitoch Shuchayshich. Since like it's dark inside the house, or Mole Havola, it's like full of air. We consider the whole house full of the chayfits. You don't say Kemishun Chodami. That's Rav's Chiddush. That's Rav and Shmuel's Chiddush. Omer Rav Chonon, Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Shmuel. Mechayiv hoye Rebbe Shtai. Oh, here's the Shaila. According to Rebbe, now Yechayiv too. Achas Mishum Hoitso. Since you're standing outside Rishas Rabim and you bring it inside Rishas Yochid, Yechayiv. Yechayiv for bringing it in, like it landed in the house, and then when it goes up again, it goes weiter. It's called Haitzo Yechayiv too. That's Rebbe Svara. Yoser Rav Chana v'Kokashle. Chana had a kasha. The name where you want to tell me the Mechayiv Rebbe, I told him, mock him out.